Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny today with a high of 81. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, partly cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 79.
Mid-America Network News. One person was arrested Sunday night after a woman was shot at a home northwest of Salina in rural Saline County. Officials tell KSAL News first responders were sent to a home after the report of a woman who had been shot. They discovered a woman who was suffering from an apparent shotgun wound to the stomach. One person was arrested at the scene. Saline County jail records indicate 60-year-old Timothy Lechlitter was booked into jail on a charge of attempted first-degree murder. A man is dead and five other people are injured after shots rang out in the Westport area early Sunday morning. Police officers patrolling the entertainment district say they heard gunshots around 1:20 a.m. and rushed toward Westport. The officers found several victims and called for ambulances. One man died at the hospital while all the other victims are expected to survive. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Prices are falling at Rusty Eck Ford, and we are offering the biggest discounts of the year on over 500 new and used cars. We need assistance immediately and are offering our best deals of the year to give your wallet a break.
Lowest prices, biggest discounts, massive inventory.
Get in a new Rusty Eck Ford and save yourself from higher prices and bigger payments. Like this 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these emergency discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
It's been an active few weeks of severe weather in Kansas with multiple tornadoes reported. Preliminary numbers show the United States has had more than 1,000 tornadoes, with 54 rated greater than EF2. Preliminary numbers for Kansas show that we've had 71 tornadoes, with one so far rated greater than EF2. Based on past records through May 28th, this is the most active season since 2019. A group of Kansas wildlife biologists on the hunt for invasive species made a surprising discovery in April when they found a fish thousands of miles away from where it spawned. Biologists with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Aquatic Invasive Species Group were conducting sampling operations on the Kansas River near Caw Point in April when they came across a rarely seen native fish species. The fish in question is known as an American eel. Their spawn point is located in the Atlantic Ocean. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission. With qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers announced earlier this week that he is launching a new lawsuit against the social media app TikTok for its branding as a family website. Here's what he had to say, courtesy of KSB Local 4.
TikTok is not giving Nebraskans, especially Nebraska parents, truthful and accurate and honest information about how its platform works. We did our own investigation here in Nebraska. We've worked over the last almost 2 years on an investigation into TikTok. And let me just give you a flavor of the types of things that we saw, which I think is scandalous and alarming. And any parent in the state of Nebraska should be outraged.
In other news, 20 Nebraska State Patrol troopers were honored earlier this week for keeping Nebraska roads safe from impaired drivers. The troopers received the Heroes Awards from the organization known as MAD, which stands for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Colonel John Boldick, the superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, says that every DUI arrest is a potential of saving life. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Isn't it great when a food you crave is also good for you? Beef is undeniably delicious, but did you know there are 36 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat with 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5-ounce serving. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by...
You can always count on the unbeatable flavor of beef when the memories matter. This Beef Month, do what Kansans do best and gather around a mouth-watering steak, a juicy burger, or delicious brisket. Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for beef recipes that bring us together. Brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. KCK Farms, taking pride in practicing sustainable farming, breaking free from large meatpacking companies. With a new processing facility in Anthony, Kansas, we control the entire process from field to table. Cultivate your health and wellness with homegrown dry-aged beef from our fourth-generation Kansas farm. Shipped weekly, visit us at kckfarm.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Get your next beef recipe from beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week spoke with the sheriff and construction manager for a proposed jail project and are considering an option to build new administrative offices east of Marysville at the 11th Terrace location and contracting outside counties for prisoner containment. The construction manager will work with an estimated cost and meet with the architect for design drawings. Commissioners voted unanimously to pledge $5,000 from the Special Parks Fund toward a planning grant match for a rail trail extension in Marysville, which would connect downtown with a trailhead. City of Marysville has pledged another $5,000 and Marshall County Partnership for Growth $10,000 toward the effort, which would require a 20% match of $100,000 for the planning grant, which would include not only trail connections but infrastructure improvements along the route. Washington County Commissioners moved forward hiring Ryan Kern as Economic Development and Tourism Director, beginning June 3rd at a salary of $59,000 annually. Funding would come from $120,000 that has been budgeted in recent years and given to the Washington County Economic Partnership. A breakdown of that funding is to be finalized. The county clerk advised the election fund would go well over budget this year. Commissioners took no action as to distributing some $10,000 accumulated in a Parks and Recreation Fund, noting that dividing that total would leave smaller amounts for projects. Nemaha County Commissioners will meet in special session Wednesday, 8 a.m., to consider adoption of a resolution regarding renewal of a health care sales tax in Nemaha County. Dylan Kime of Seneca is filed for state representative for the 62nd District, which includes Nemaha, Brown, and a portion of Jackson County. Currently serving as Nemaha County Commissioner, Dylan Kime will face fellow Republicans Sean Wilson of Holton and Dorothy Goodman of Sabetha in the August primary. Jacqueline A. Jackie Turnbull, age 83, of Elites, passed away May 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Jackie Turnbull. Michael D. Mike Leisberg, age 69, of Hanover, passed away May 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mike Leisberg. Pamela J. Pam Steerwalt, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, south of Wymore. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8. At the Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Pam Steerwalt. Melvin L. Dorf, Sr., age 83, of Burchard, passed away May 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at American Lutheran Church in Philly. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family Friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melvin Dorf Sr.
Always happy with your 5-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Discover a different kind of healthcare at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers are possible into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday still, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and more scattered showers possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. And scattered showers are possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s, and more scattered showers possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May 80, record high on this date 95, the average low 59, the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:45, sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
Walking is good for your health, but as a weight loss strategy, not so much. Some news to take in stride today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 28th. It is the 149th day of the year, and musician John Fogerty has a birthday. For years, 10,000 steps per day has been the recommended activity goal for a healthy lifestyle. But a study at BYU indicates that walking alone has no effect on weight control. They found essentially no differences between groups who took 10,000 or 15,000 paces per day when controlling calorie intake. It's not an argument for staying on the couch, though. Brisk activity provides an emotional boost, and exercise tends to curb the appetite, making it easier to reduce calorie intake. So if you're a step counter, keep it up. Just know that the benefits come in a more roundabout way. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Catch Big Blue River Days this Friday and Saturday on the Bricks in downtown Marysville with fun Friday night and a full day Saturday. Kids Zone games and more Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. with the parade at 4:30 and more for the whole family. Full schedule online at BigBlueRiverDays.com. And welcoming all to Marysville, the Wagon Wheel, where good friends and good food meet. featuring the best steaks in town with daily lunch specials, sandwiches, and more. A full bar and friendly service from the Wagon Wheel, downtown Marysville. Hilltop Tires has the tires, tire repair, alignments, and maintenance that you need. You can count on a safe ride with a new set of tires and always price competitively with top-notch service from Hilltop Tires. At Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're an owner, not just a customer. Find out what sets them apart and let them help you if it's an auto, home equity loan, or other finance service. Find them online at sunflowercommunitycreditunion.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A senior in high school and a pledge to Kansas University has broken another record in track and field, clearing 17 feet and 7 inches for the pole vault, along with also breaking a new personal record for the relay, as he says he ended up breaking his record from last year of 17 feet 2 inches at the pole vault.
We did our senior prank the night before. I was up all night, and then we had to get up early for some senior graduation stuff. So I just put together what I thought would be an okay jump day, try to make some bars, and we ended up keeping going up, making 17.2. Then I made 17.9 on my second attempt, really unexpected on that pole. I've only made 17.2 on that pole before, so that was a new pole PR for that.
That audio from KSN News, where they say he was unable to break his father and his brother's records that they hold in the state and at Kansas University of 18 feet.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, featuring Randy Bachman. Live and in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Friday, June 21st. BTO in an all-ages show. Get your tickets at the Players Club or sevenclans.com. Bachman Turner Overdrive, featuring Randy Bachman, live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk, North Highway 77.
Omega softball pitcher and junior for the university, Peyton Hardenberger, continues to break records at the university as their team worked their way to the 4A state softball championships. As Hardenberger wrapped up last week, pitching 17 innings, allowing just one run against Clearwater in the Ladies Raiders 2-1 victory and striking out 30 batters. She followed up that performance from Thursday night on Friday with 30 strikeouts and a no-hitter, along with 16 more innings, going up against Eudora in the semifinals and winning 2-0.
I don't know if there's any words for Peyton at this point. You know, what she did yesterday and show up back up this morning and want the ball. There's not a better pitcher, a tougher competitor, any sport in Kansas than Peyton. I can't say enough about her.
I really think it's mind over matter, and I will do another 17 innings if it means I can get my team to state again. It is the ultimate goal, and just to see the look on their faces when we complete that game, it means the world to me, so I'll do anything.
That audio from KSNT News, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State baseball finals Friday saw Trinity Academy of Wichita fall to Topeka Hayden in the championship 5-3 after they defeated Frontenac in the semifinals, taking Marysville in first-round play on Thursday. In the softball state championship, Holcomb finishes fourth, falling to Trinity Academy in the consolation 14-3 after they lost to Silver Lake 12-2 in the semifinals, advancing with a win over Marysville in first-round play Thursday. K&D Wild will spotlight area athletes in the state track meet from Wichita during our updates on sports with Axtell Centralia Tuesday, Hanover and Lynn Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, and Marysville and Washington County on Friday.
Dominating another weekend at state track last Saturday in Wichita, the Axtell boys repeated as 1A state champs, winning the meet by more than 30 team points. Also claiming their third straight TVL League Meet Championship earlier this year, the boys' team started the weekend hot in field events with junior Brandon Schmelsley claiming gold in boys' long jump and 10th in triple jump, with senior Sawyer Dieters bringing home the bronze in shot put and a sixth place finish in discus. by a first place finish in the Open 800 and the 2 mile, senior Grady Bissing finished the weekend with a second place finish in the mile. In the hurdles, and only a sophomore, Landon Schmitz brought home gold and bronze in the 110 and 330 hurdles respectfully, while the 4x8 team of Alton Heinen, Gavin Shaughnessy, Wyatt Detweiler, and Grady Bissing claiming the Axel Boys' fifth gold of the weekend. The lone female competitor for the Eagles, junior Kylie Smith, finished her weekend bringing home the bronze in triple jump. Sending four individual competitors to state track this year, the Centralia Panthers had a strong showing from junior Tatum Kramer. Claiming a ticket in the open 100 and 400 meters, Kramer was able to bring home silver in the 100. Freshman Josie Haverkamp showing a strong 8th place finish in her first trip to state in girls shot put. The 4x8 relay team of Tayden Kramer, Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer, and Keely Rimpey finishing 7th. With two boys competitors, Reese Tanking finishing 15th in long jump, and Ben Haverkamp finished at 7th in javelin. Stay tuned to KNDY all week as we recap state track action from all area athletes.
Marysville American Legion baseball team opens play at Clifton Clyde. Doubleheader this evening, games at 6 and 8. Games at Seneca on Wednesday evening. Marysville home opener versus Doniphan County this Saturday, the 2nd of June. Games at 3 and 5 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, fabrication, truck driver, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises, and promotions. $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, and a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, profit sharing bonus, comprehensive insurance plan with a $500 deductible, fuel allowance to drive to work, and more. Apply online today at Landall.com or contact 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today.
After the storm, Cromie Lumber has everything you need to build it back. If the roof needs repair, build it back with quality shingles, including hail and wind resistant styles, as well as metal roofing options. Let them help guide your best decision as to what's right for your home. Storms or not, is it time to update your home's windows and doors? Cromie Lumber can get a free estimate with whatever fits your needs. Increase energy efficiency, improve the looks, and make cleaning them easier. Glass and screen repair always available as well. Cromie Lumber has everything you need to build it back. Shop local. Shop Cromie Lumber, Marysville and Washington.
Help your lawn prepare for the stressful summer season with the late May application of low-nitrogen organic fertilizer like Milorganite. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A healthy lawn is your best defense against insect, disease, and weeds, and proper fertilization is part of keeping your lawn healthy. Using the right fertilizer is critical to encourage healthy root and shoot growth without promoting excess growth that needs more frequent mowing and is more susceptible to pests and less drought tolerant. These formulations also reduce the risk of burn from over-fertilization or when hot, dry weather arrives. Slow-release fertilizers feed the lawn over time. If the weather turns hot and dry, the nutrients remain intact in the soil. Once the conditions are right for the grass to grow, the nutrients will again be available for the plant when it needs them. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Over many years of travels, I found that the back of a museum can hold many unexplored treasures. You just never know what might be housed in what some would consider the last room of the place. At this museum, that back room is certainly not lacking in treasures. In fact, it's pretty amazing to see what one man in town collected while running a bar. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Primetime Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
One of the largest exhibits at the Valley County Pioneer Museum in Glasgow, Montana, revolves around one man who lived here.
Stan Kalinske is the man that owned the bar called Stan's Saloon. He was quite a character.
And as Lita Godwin explains, Kalinske became quite the collector.
People would just go into his bar to visit and look at all of his things that he would accumulate over the years, and I'm sure there's probably stories.
Some of the items in the collection may be from folks simply settling up their bar tab.
If they didn't have money, he would take whatever they would bring. If it was a saddle, if it was a piece of furniture, or, you know, any kind of thing, he would accept if they were short on cash or whatnot. And some of those things ended up in the bar hanging from the ceiling.
When the bar closed, much of the collection came here, and it is something to see. The taxidermy on the walls is plentiful. Some of the animals on display have a story behind them, including one that helped feed a U.S. president.
One of the big things was a buffalo head that provided food for people when President Roosevelt came here to dedicate the Fort Peck Dam.
It is quite an extensive display to be found in the back of this museum.
We have a golden eagle mount and some bald eagle mounts. There's the Arctic fox. There's an albino deer, a jackalope.
Plus, there's an old-time bar and other displays, all from a man who operated a well-known establishment in this town. Traveling the countryside in Glasgow, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Every acre on your land is unique, so what's profitable for one acre may not be for another. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. You won't know until you measure your return on investment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Make hundreds of decisions in any given growing season, and there are only so many ways to boost profitability on your farm. These days, it's hard to know exactly where those cost savings or profit stealers are if you don't have the tools and technology to help you. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says measuring the return on investment for each field is one of the most valuable things you can do with the data that you're collecting.
I remember visiting with a farmer who was relating to me a recent discovery that he made after he started measuring some of these things. He said his most profitable acres were those in which he invested the least, that reducing inputs in certain areas of his farm was a profitable strategy, and it accelerated his adoption of variable rate technology. And so he began to notice that as he reduced the amount of inputs in certain acres, those ended up being more profitable.
He says agronomy is local and every acre is unique, so it's important to have the right tools to measure and manage these things.
Not just on a field-by-field basis, but all the way down to a subfield basis, that each acre is managed optimally for what it is. Honestly, that's what we're seeking to support with our tools, with both Harvest Profit and the John Deere Operations Center. These two products work together to make the combination more powerful than the sum of its parts. It eliminates data entry, sets you up to start managing profit by the acre. Harvest Profit makes it really, really simple to run scenarios and estimate the risk and reward trade-offs of different options.
Significant advancements in precision farming technology have been made in the last few years and expected to continue. Learn more about measuring your return on investment at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Free mental health therapy today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farm families probably get more than their fair share of trauma on a day-to-day basis. Monica McConkie sees it in her work as a rural mental health counselor.
The most helpful things we can do in overcoming trauma is developing connectedness. And that is building those meaningful relationships. It's seeing a therapist. It's being in a group. It's connecting with good, solid social supports. And in many areas of life, connection is key to reducing physical health issues, mental health issues, stress reduction. Connection with other people is hugely important.
McConkie says self-care is also helpful in dealing with traumatic stress.
At the base of that is taking care of ourselves with a healthy diet, moving our body, getting sleep. So really just foundational things that can help regulate our emotions and help us calm. even in the midst of being triggered.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier in for Sam Speck as we look at some of the latest conversation coming out of Washington, D.C. as the Farm Bill seems to be gaining some traction, at least some conversation going on in the Agricultural Committee in the House of Representatives. As House Agricultural Committee Chair sat down with us, Congressman Frank Lucas from the state of Oklahoma, talking about there's no need to rewrite the entire Farm Bill from what they had seen in the past.
We did that in 14 when I was chairman. We modified and improved in 18. Now it's time to do that process again. Looking at the commodity title, conservation, rural development, all of those sections, I think the chairman's done an exceptional job. I think we'll be pleased with what we see.
Overall, however, it has been kind of a consensus for many in the Ag Committee, including Congressman Frank Lucas, Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas, and others that are on the Ag Board that are concerned about the nutrition title, saying that some of the SNAP program and the social benefits consume near 80% of the entire farm bill. That's not necessarily geared towards the agricultural community, as well as they say this title is usually the main priority of many Democrats that are on the committee, according to Congressman Lucas.
When the Biden administration first came in, they had a Democrat majority in the House and the Senate, and their goal was to spend money, and not just in conservation, across the gamut of the federal government. And they allocated monies that could not be spent in a timely or an orderly fashion. So in this farm bill, we are going to reallocate those dollars to existing programs like EQIP that have demonstrated themselves in time and time again. That will create some controversy amongst the Democrats on the committee, but hey, why reinvent the wheel when the wheel works? Just make sure that it's properly greased, and that's what we're going to do.
According to many elected officials in Washington, D.C., they say that while that deadline is looming for the next five-year farm bill, they do not expect it to pass officially through both chambers before the end of the session. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we really help cut through a ton of the red tape so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
What's profitable for 1 acre of land may not be for another. You won't know until you measure your return on investment on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Of decisions in any given growing season, and there are only so many ways to boost profitability on your farm. Find better markets, increase yields, decrease costs, and increase productivity are examples. These days, it's hard to know exactly where those cost savings or profit stealers are if you don't have the tools and technology to help you. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says measuring the return on investment for each field is one of the most valuable things you can do with the data that you're collecting.
I remember visiting with a farmer who was relating to me a recent discovery that he made after he started measuring some of these things. He said that reducing inputs in certain areas of his farm was a profitable strategy, and it accelerated his adoption of variable rate technology. And so he began to notice that as he reduced the amount of inputs in certain acres, those ended up being more profitable.
He says agronomy is local and every acre is unique. So it's important to have the right tools to measure and manage these things.
Not just on a field-by-field basis, but all the way down to a sub-field basis, that each acre is managed optimally for what it is. Honestly, that's what we're seeking to support with our tools, with both Harvest Profit and the John Deere Operations Center. These two products work together to make the combination more powerful than the sum of its parts. It eliminates data entry, sets you up to start managing profit by the acre. Harvest Profit makes it really, really simple to run scenarios and estimate the risk and reward trade-offs of different options.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about measuring your return on investment at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has new 2024 1500 and 2500 model Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500s in the Trail Boss and High Country Edition, and a pair of 2500 HD, both LTZ71 packages. New trucks awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Soybean gall midge, a pest discovered in Kansas last year, feed on soybean fields and can cause great losses for Kansas growers. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff explains how the pest inflicts harm and the extent of their damage.
This pest can be pretty devastating. So it's a tiny little fly that lays eggs in the plants, and then their maggots basically consume tissue inside the stems of the plants, and this leads to severe lodging and outright plant death, and it could be quite widespread pretty quickly in the fields that get infested. From the field edge, which is where the infestations typically start, to about 100 foot into the field, you could have complete yield loss.
He discusses diagnosing a soybean gall midge infestation within a field and how to identify them.
Start looking on the edges of fields for plants that are wilting. Look at the base of the plants. They might have swollen, darkened base of the stems. And so if you see symptoms like that, wilting, you know, weird, brittle, darkened stem bases, take those plants and cut them down the middle and look for maggots inside the stem. And if you do see some maggots, especially if they're bright orange, reach out to your local extension professionals and let us know, because early detection for this pest is really important, as it's likely to continue expand as in other states over the years. So we just need to be very vigilant and looking for this pest and getting the word out. A midge is a tiny fly. So soybean gall midges are really small gnat-like flies, you know, just a couple millimeters long. They have a bright orangish body. They have mottled wings, and their legs are striped. The maggots, which would be on the inside of the plants, started out as just kind of a clear, cream-colored little maggots, and as they mature, they become bright, bright orange.
Zukoff relays the control techniques recommended for soybean gall midge. Due to their recent emergence, no insecticides are available.
There are a couple cultural things people can consider if you have a field that's been infested very heavily, or if you have a field that you want to plant next to a field that was infested last year, you might consider not planting near those fields. You could rotate to a different crop for a season or two, and that could help reduce the population. And finally, there is some promising work looking at cultural technique of hilling soil at the base of the plants early on in the season. And so what that's doing is preventing the adult midges from actually getting eggs laid in those stems because it's protected by soil. But work for that is ongoing. It might not be very practical for everybody.
That was Anthony Zukoff, K-State Extension entomologist, on soybean gall midges' recent appearance in Kansas. Learn more at www.entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Tuesday today. Back at it after the Memorial Day celebration. We're seeing things kind of mixed across the board right now for the grains. Corn still a little bit lower. Wheat a little bit higher. Soybeans have definitely moved in the lower direction with some pressure there. Livestock still maintaining in the green for the most part right now. In the corn market, July corn's down 3 cents in the red at 461 3/4. September corn down 3 pennies at 471 1/2 cents. Kansas City wheat for July, they are moving upward right now. July's up 12 cents at 733 1/4. September's up 11 1/4 at 747, even a bushel. In the bean market, we're seeing that pressure definitely moving that downward direction. July soybeans down 17 1/4 cents at 1230 3/4. August down 15 pennies at 1230, even a bushel. Over in soybean meal for July, they're down $10 right now, taking a hit at 376 1/2. The meal for August down 870 at 371 90 cents. Soybean oil for July slightly higher here, up 70 cents at 45.65, with the August up 67 cents at 45.89 cents. Overall livestock market today, we are mostly higher here. Lean hogs are struggling a bit, but cattle in the green. June live cattle up 52 cents to 184.22. August live cattle up 37 cents now at 181 1/2. Feeder cattle for market for August up $3.65 to 263.87. September feeder cattle up $3.15. Some decent gains there at 264.90. Lean hogs, on the other hand, slightly lower, a little bit, not a whole lot of movement. June lean hogs down 32 cents at 93.95. July's down 62 cents at 96.60. Stock market still mostly mixed right now, with the Dow Jones down 168 points at 38,900. The S&P up 2 points right now, not a lot of movement at 53.06. The NASDAQ up 79 points, sitting at 17,000. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Prices are falling at Rusty Eck Ford, and we are offering the biggest discounts of the year on over 500 new and used cars. We need assistance immediately and are offering our best deals of the year to give your wallet a break.
Lowest prices, biggest discounts, massive inventory.
Get in a new Rusty Eck Ford and save yourself from higher prices and bigger payments. Like this 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these emergency discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit money.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones was having trouble catching traction after the long holiday weekend. The blue chip index this morning was down 142 points. The NASDAQ composite, though, had gained 0.5% into the midday, while the S&P was about even. Shares in U.S. Cellular jumped nearly 6% this morning after T-Mobile announced that it plans to acquire most of that wireless company. The deal is said to be worth nearly $4.5 billion. T-Mobile stock rose 1% on the news. Porsche has pulled the wraps from the first-ever production hybrid version of its iconic 911 sports car. The new 911 Carrera GTS can accelerate from 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds.
The starting sticker price, $165,000. Shoppers are getting a break from inflation, though, with retailers planning to cut prices headed into the summer. Walmart, Target, and Aldi have already announced discounts on a long list of items, primarily food items. Jim Ryan, ABC News.